Chof Ches Eir, 24th of May, Rabbi Shulam Freshwasser, Halachic Topic, Hilchas Ribbis.
Don't we have more than a few halachas, which are quite common. Halacha, we have already said in the midst of ribbis, is of ribbis. The Gemara brings many lavim, which is impossible to be over. And the issa is not only on the malva. There's the issa upon the loiva as well, upon the borrower. There's also a laugh. And the Gemara states that something malva ribbis is nechusa mesmoited than his he loses his money. That is that answer on the loiva, but the kalpunim. See, we made the choyma of this ribbis, and this is echa. That mid the toivim ribbis, just like being malva ribbis is causes a loss, is being careful. Minizin this his ribbis is echa the opposite. Gemurah states as malva ribbis gechus yoisem emash mavicha mafsidim. More than they gain, they lose. Gemurah. Veloyoyit, so the Gemurah elish. The koife in the Eibishter, in the Masimim, they say Moshe Chucham, and the Rashi says it's a Mishne Lush for Genua. Moshe Chucham, Elihoy Yedaya, if you would know, Kama Mavichem, how much we gain by Malib Ribbis, and we would never ask the Issa. Is hetzim gemura the first from standing the gemura what shot the gemura most not that is you know lot again you didn't understand you're going to gain make a vuchem ribbis that is you can't land and gain by landing is the first from a mazbe the tars and the bashu all similar explanations that the shot is different the mura doesn't mean how much the malvid mavir verstehst that was most said you can't mean mavir the mura means to say that the malvid ribbis are saying the moshe rabbeinu doesn't understand that the loiver is gaining. The loiver is borrowing money, he's using this money to invest, and he's making revochem. So, in a chaylik, a percent, he's paying interest. But a great chaylik, a big percent he's keeping. So he doesn't mind this. He's also, he's mavir. That's what they're saying. Moshe chuchem. I'm saying Moshe chuchem. Moshe's never dealt in business. He's chuchem. He's sitting and learning in his medrash. He doesn't understand how business works. He would never ask to do this. Of course, you borrow money. Money is worth time. Time is worth money. You're paying for the time. But on the other hand, you're gaining. You're using this money to invest in bigger investments. And after the kind, this is also, even though the master, the loiver wants it, and the loiver agrees to pay and understands, he has to pay it. This is also. And Emmaus is. Even though sometimes we understand more the Issa Ribbis, the Pshat is, the Malva is using you as has money, lying, he's not using it at the moment, and he's taking interest for the using up for the time. So then it's very understandable the Issa Ribbis. The Torah says you have to be Malva Beginner. So the Torah says if you Malva Beginner, and it's not fair to take money on the stomach landing, therefore. That's the issa, the loiver can't pick. But the emes is more than that. The issa, even when it's pushed, it's fair, it's can call a fair ribbis. It's reasonable to pay this ribbis. Mahmeh, if the malva, he went and borrowed, wants to borrow from his chava, the chava doesn't have money to lend. He says, you know what, I'll borrow the money from a goy for ribbis. I'll lend you that money. You pay me the ribbis. Gets very, very. The case comes up. Somebody wants to take out a mortgage from a bank. Yeah, the mortgage is ribbis. Yeah, he's paying money. He's paying interest. So that is ribbis, and that's is it. If we're taking from a yid, yeah, that we is it. Yeah, so if find out the bank is owned by yidin, in Eretz Yisrael or here, there's plenty of banks owned by Yidden, private ones and mortgage companies. If this is an Isser, Ribbis Daraisa, to take a mortgage from a Yid, this is an Isser Daraisa from Ribbis. And if you've done it, then it's a big problem how to get out. If you want to do it, there are Eitzes how to do it, Behetta, you can, there's ways to do it. But if it's happened, it's Isiris. Now, but what happens if it's a different case? You have two Yidden, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon, for whatever reason, can't take out them a mortgage, can't take himself a mortgage on the bank. And his credit, he has done a good credit rate, or for whatever reason, Shibboilam, he doesn't want the house in his name. Different Sibis, he can't take out the mortgage. So he asks a Yid, do me a favor. You have a good connection to the bank. You can take out the mortgage. You take out the mortgage. I'll pay you everything that you lose out of it. I'll pay you all the interest. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. You're not going to lose anything out of it. What do you care? It's a mitzvah. You can't get any bigger mitzvah than this. The Gemurah states, if somebody is borrowing money, somebody has borrowed money from a goy b'ribbis, and his chaver meets him and says, give it to me, lend the money to me, and I'll pay the ribbis instead of you to the bank, to the goy, that's against the gemurah, is usur als ribbis, is in meile. It's here, then it's the same applies. In this case, if he goes and takes out on his name a mortgage in the bank, and even if the house is written on his name and officially, but if the master have a deed of trust or whatever, something between themselves, that the house is be'etzim. So what happens really is that Shimon is borrowing this money from Reuven to pay for his house, and he's paying the bank the interest that the first deed owes. Either it does is a issa pashtus, is a issa the issa of ribbis to do such a thing. Ba'emes is, as if Yehuda Zach, most things in Halacha and the Torah is do a serum, is the open the Isser. But most things have a way to do things by even a hetter. You can find a open.
A couple of minutes ago you said about two Yidden borrowing lending money to each other without interest, and you mentioned there are ways of doing it. You mentioned hetter Isser.
Yeah.
Is there any other way, or is
there
only het
iske? It's usually best to do het iske. As the Mechazitrek says in the Tshuva, het iske is something that has been around for hundreds of years, a few hundred years. So that the Maram, and there was the times of the Ramu and the Levish, they were masakin that. So that's usually the best way if you could do it. Not always does het iske work. Yeah? For example, a mortgage from a bank is a bit more difficult to do het iske. Now, I don't want to go to Iske right now, but the sort of hetter Iske is works that we have a partnership. You pay me the interest. You pay me on the there's a chaylik which is a loan, and there's a chaylik which is a pekudin, which is not a loan. I'm just giving you the money to show him on the money. And you should do business on my behalf, and the revochim, the interest that you make from this business comes to me. I'll pay you a certain amount, X amount, for working for me, for being my worker. That's what het iske is, and you give me the what you gain and what you lose. Now, what happens if you lose the money? I don't want to do that. So that chazal, the chachumim in the times of Levish found ways around that. If the emissary is that you lost the money, then the investor, that's what he really is. He's really an investor. One is lending the money, he's not lending it, he's investing the money. So really, he lost. So what's going to happen? How are we going to ensure that he shouldn't lose the money? So for that, we say that he has to prove that he's lost the money. So he went and took money from Reuven and he invested in China. So go prove that the money is lost. How do you know my money is lost? If I bring you, I have to bring you item, that's where the money went to. And but that's one thing. It has to be, it's possible. So either it has to be, there is a possibility to bring item. If it's impossible, then I'm made alone. There has to be some way that's possible to bring item or to show, sometimes they write, maybe you can bring your account books. You have to be able to show it. But in, if I know where the money went to, yeah, I know 100% where the money went to, then it's much more difficult to have this. What happens, I give you, let's say the bank makes this rule, a bank gives you a mortgage, and they take the money themselves, and they buy the house, so they know exactly where this money went, where the money went. And if the house went down in value, then the bank knows they've lost the money, so it's very hard then to make a hetisk. Then they have to have different ways how to do the hetisk. So getting back to this case, it's also the same thing. Also, it's also a bit difficult to make out the isker because he's taking the money to buy a house, he's taking a mortgage to buy a house. So also, if the house goes down in value, he knows how to do it. So the eitzah here is a very simple eitzah. Moshe Feinstein gives this eitzah, is that there is you can make a shtar that instead of borrowing the money, let's say you have Reuven and Shimon, yeah, let's go. Reuven took out Shimon wants to buy a house. And he can't take out the mortgage, so Reuven took the mortgage from the bank, and Reuven really is not interested in buying the house, he's doing it as a favor. But, in Kedai, there shouldn't be a problem of Reuven. What we do is, that Reuven bought, let's say the mortgage on £1 million, so the house, the mortgage on, let's say, £700,000, and Reuven and other person is giving investment, is putting down £300,000, so, Shimon put on £300,000, so he has in the house 30% of the house. Reuven, he paid for £70,000 of the house, 70% of the house, yeah? So, instead of saying he lent the £700,000, he's going to buy now, together with Reuven and Shimon, they're going to become partners in the house. He's going to have a 70% partnership in this house. So now the house, nobody lent any money, the house belongs to me, partly to me, partly to you. So now, what they do is, they set the price of the house. He put his part of £700,000, so I'm selling to you for £700,000, the house. When you bring the money, or they set a certain time for it, or not, whatever, when you bring me this, the £700,000, then the house will, I'll give over my part of the ownership of the house to you. And he's mechayev to sell it, even if I find a buyer for more, I'm mechayev myself now to sell my chaylik in the house to you. Now, so that's the keren. But what do we do with the interest he's paying the whole time for the mortgage? How do we end for that? So that's very simple. Since I have a part of the house, you have a part of the house, so I'm entitled to rent this house for the next 10 years, however long. Yeah. So I'm going to set the price of renting the house for all the costs that come. So I say the price for renting the house, you should be able to live in the house or use it for whatever purpose you want. I'm going to rent it to you for the next X amount of years, and the price of renting it will be how much the mortgage rate, the interest is, and if he wants to put out, add an insurance, and any other things, that costs that come along with the house, which he's not interested in paying, all these things will be on you to pay, and that will be how we're going to pay the rent for the house. Anytime you pay a part of the keren, of the principal sum, of the £700,000, is then you'll get your partnership, your chaylik in the house, to go bigger, yeah? Because you're paid, if you pay off a part of the mortgage, yeah? So then you're paid part of the keren, so according to that sum, that would be your part of the house to get bigger, and then the interest on the mortgage goes smaller, so because you have a bigger part of the house, you're renting less of the house. So that is an etzer what you should do, and the rabbunim have shturis, and you can get such a shtar if anybody has such a problem. The same thing, the same principle applies. Making a borrow with a mortgage from a bank. If you have two partners running a business together, and one partner has a good credit line with the bank, why not? So one partner borrows money from the bank. He's the name signing the loan in the bank, and so the mortgage is on him. But really, there's two partners. It's a very similar case to this, that he's a loiver from the bank on the whole amount. And he's mal behalf to his father, to his partner. So then you have also the same problem comes there. And you have the other way around, you can have also a problem. What happens if somebody has a company, which the company is owned by a partnership, by two partners, and one partner wants to borrow money for his own use, not for the company, but he's using the company name to borrow the mortgage. So at the end of the day, your chava is going to be also a chrui. for the halvua. Yeah, there's a joint borrow here. There's two borrowers from the bank, but only one person is really interested in the halvua. Yeah, so it's also a similar case. Yeah, that one is borrowing ribbis from the bank. Yeah, and he's lending it to his chaver choyre ribbis. So there is also a shala, and something arises. Is he asks a shala's chuchem how to? It shouldn't be a problem. Same principle applies also if somebody borrows a credit card from Skava. Two Yidden, one's traveling somewhere or whatever, because he wants to make a payment with the other person's credit card. Is if he doesn't pay on time and he has to pay interest now, is very unfortunate, you caused him, a loss by not paying on time, but the Masa is a problem for you to pay it because.
Who?
But a ribbis, okay, what do you mean a loss?
I'm causing you a 3%
charge on the loss. So, that 3%, you're not allowed to pay that. That is also to pay. That we said, you know, it's also to pay somebody else's ribbis, even though the master, you're causing it. That's always, you know, if you, it's all the cases. If by you keeping the money, yen has to pay ribbis, yeah, then you're not allowed to pay it. So here's the same thing. Even though the master, you caused it by paying late, yeah, but that's always the case. So you're not allowed to pay his the interest charge that came on the credit card to the bank. Yeah. It's one they kid. The pashtus, all these cases we talked about now was a zecha shala of ribbis d'araisa. Oh, so zecha goes into ribbis d'araisa. It's a halvua, and there's ribbis d'araisa. The master, the Chazal asked many things under hichas ribbis. There's not only ribbis in halvua and lending money. There's ribbis in buying and selling. There's ribbis. Yeah, the says does. So often halucha and shechnurich. If you sell something to somebody, so then apia halucha, he is mechiev to pay straight away. Oh, that's mechiev is to pay straight away. So if you give Vienna time to pay, say maybe 30 days to pay, 60 days, however much time you give, is Chazal looked at that as a halvur. It's only a drabunah the kavur, not a drabunah the kavur. You sold something, and he's really paying for goods. He's not paying for the halvur, but since he's paying late. So Chazal looked at as halvur. You're letting somebody owes you money, and you're letting him pay late. If you tell somebody, if you pay up front, I'm going to give you a lower price. I'm going to give you two prices. One price if you pay late, and one price if you pay up front. Is understanding what it says in Aluch? And Aluch Ashtait, that is Usa. This is the Abuna. Well, after you can't say Ma'achshav bekach, ela achas man bekach. No, there is the halacha. Ah, so it's different shittas in the poskim. Exactly, sometimes there are cases which are mitter, but just saying the basic halacha is this. Leniencies in the poskim, that is. This is the Eitzim halacha. If you don't say Ma'achshav bekach, you just. You don't say clearly, Ma'achshav bekach, you know somebody wants to pay now, and you're giving him a better price paying now, or you know he's going to pay late, you know, and therefore you're making high the price. You don't say it clearly, Ma'achshav bekach, al'achas man bekach. So then, if it's not Shemusa Yediyah, if it's not, it isn't a fixed price, this, then is. This is Usa. Then, sorry, that is Mitter. Yeah? If it's not Shemus Yidiyah, we don't know, it's not something that's gold, silver, something which currencies which are fixed prices. It's not something that's a fixed price. Which, so, therefore, it could be that this is the real price, even though you know the embers that's not, you're giving it more expensive or more cheap because he's paying earlier. This is Mitter. According to that, there comes different cases which you can be lenient to.
To charge £1,000. This is the price. You've got 30 days. If you pay me earlier, to give you a discount as soon as you are.
Pashtus is a spuse. Now the master, it is a machnefrayim. That's what I don't want to... If that's a shalom, but there is a machnefrayim. Machnefrayim holds other poskim holding a machnefrayim. If it is a discount, I said the emes price is kach v'kach. That is the emes price. I'm giving you a discount for paying earlier. So even though it's mimchir be'aliyah, but that's what I'm doing. I'm giving you. It's called. It's moizel gabam. I'm making it cheaper for paying aliyah. So machna fran holds as it's mitten in that case. Because I'm not making it more expensive for paying late. I'm giving you a discount for paying early. But later, it's only if there is the Emma surprise. But if anyway, it could sometimes happen that he would come in and he would be able to bargain even if he's paying late. And it's hard to say that's called a discount because he could have maybe gotten his prize anyway. That's what I want to. Those cases, Shabbos for the stuff in Friday. Ich bin auch mal eure Sachen gesteigt.
Ich habe ein
bisschen noch eine Sache. Ich will zuerst mal Postkurs sagen. Ich tue eine Meier Arl. Ich darf fragen an Schale. Ich tue eine Meier Arl. Sorry. Hier ist eine Meier Arl, die Chivas Imre Yoyshe, who says that if the Derech for this, which is a wholesale is well, our business is as well. If the derech is to pay late, yeah, that is the normal standard. The normal thing would be to pay late. So then, that is the minig oilam on this type of business to pay late. Is then there is a heter from my arik, but my arik says then you can't take cheaper for paying earlier because according to the minig oilam he would pay late.
Have a big problem today. You go in the shop. You say if you pay with a debit card, it's the price. If you pay with a credit card, 2% more.
That's right. Today, different. That's different because they're getting charged for doing the service. So you're not paying for the halvua. You're not paying because they're lending you the money. You're paying because it costs them a charge. This is a different charge.
Yeah, but it's a complicated one because if the bank charges is a yid, and a yid gives to a yid, and a yid gives to
no, because I don't think it's ribbis. I think they're taking pushes for the
service charge.
They're not taking it because they're making halvur, the bank. They're taking it because they have to.
There's a difference. On credit, you've got 60 days of
because the Moicha will get his money today, whatever happens. Whichever card you use, the Moicha will get the money today.
Yes.
Yeah? It's only a shail of how much he has to pay for that.
Yeah. That's all. This is where we're on for. Yeah, this is. Derech Nekech Memke is also doing another heter to take ribbis. It's only Derabunan. That's not a big hatter, but if you take a knas, yeah, if you make a knas, yeah, it means a knas for paying late is, yeah, if somebody defaults on payment, they make a knas for paying late. So then, it's by a mekech a memke, the remu shtait, you're allowed to do that. It means if not misrabe, just for not paying, let's say the date is 30 days, I give you 60 days, you don't pay within 60, you don't pay within 60 days, you have to pay a fixed amount of knas. But, first of all, the knas has to be something that was, you can't make later a knas for paying late. It has to be something that's in the contract. And another thing is, this is a knas can't be something that's nisrabe. You can't say, a knas is going to be a one-off. You can't say, if you didn't pay after 30 days, you have to pay X amount, and then if you don't pay with that, not the extra days again. You can't do that. Once it's misrabe, once it goes every month up, yeah, this is only if it's a one. So you could do it differently. But if you have to pay some monthly payments, you can make on each monthly payment a knas. Yeah, or you have to pay every 3 months, whatever. If you on each payment you can make a separate knas. On this payment, if you didn't pay on time, you have a knas. Now the Moshe finds to give a shtickle idea here. That you can. What you can do is, if let's say, you pay late 30 days, you get a knas. So let's say he missed one payment. Yeah. So he owes a knas on this payment. Next month he comes and he pays for that month. He pays the right one that month. So you're stuck now. You have a knas for the old month. You can't take a new knas. So the Moshe Weinstein says, look, what you can do is, you can say, look, whatever you pay, whenever you pay up, even if you pay a late payment on next month, I'm not going to take it for that month. That payment will be, will go towards the default payment. So you missed out, let me say, the first month. You didn't pay. You owe a knas, lama zogun from twice. Let's say give £20 knas for paying late. Then the next month you come, you pay your £100. I say no, £80 is towards the keren. This £100, sorry, goes towards the last month. So you haven't paid this month. You owe me £200. You owe me £100. You owe me £200. This £100 you pay me is not for this month's payment. It's for the previous month's payment. So you owe me now another £100. So and since you haven't paid, I can take another knas. So I have a way. Yeah, it's not a gewaltig, but I still have a way to take each month. Yeah. I can't take a knas until you pay me the full payment for this month. I can take a knas on the previous. I can say you haven't paid this month yet.
You can do a monthly knas.
No, you can't do a monthly knas. You can do but you can do on each payment except the knas. Each monthly payment, yeah, each time you owe me money, each payment you have to make.
Yes.
I can take a knas for paying late. Yeah. If you pay this month late, I can take make a knas.
On each installment.
On each installment. Yes. Uh-huh. So now once you missed one installment, yeah, I can say that the next month, yeah, is for the previous month. So you missed, as if you missed the next month's payment. So the knas we go on this month. Okay, there's many other things to talk about, but this is schon spät. Well, let's see again the Ben Yudish died as Ribbis is letters Tuf Reish Yibais, like Bris. Yeah, Tuf Reish is came in with the material, so finish off with the material. Tayak is, yeah, is the 630 mitzvahs. Ribbis, this is Ribbis. If somebody is over the Ribbis, steigt dem Uris, Kili Kofa b'chala Teure Kille. Ja, es Kili is Kofa b'chala Teure Kille. So, what's the Ribbis is one of the mitzvahs. It's not only over the Ribbis, but it's over all other 612 Avayas. Like, similar word, steigt dem Uris, by Bris Mila is also one mitzvah, brings to all other 612.
If Hanyana Bekasha, I'm a Rosaka Shpoch, let's ask you to show the Fecha Hebron Toyra Mitzvah Shenema, Adunoi Chofetz, the man said, Koyak, the Toyra Yadim.